I'm just wondering, Terry, could you check on this for me? You do such a great job researching things for the program whenever I ask. So I've got the most important question of this Pure Michigan Golf Tour for you right now with an hour to go before we head up to Boyne Mountain. And it is simply this. Do they have buttered noodles to go at Zenders? That's what you have to look up for. Okay, if they do, we got to find buttered noodles to go. That's all I can tell you. I want to, you know, we talked earlier with Al Zender about how Frankenmuth is so old-fashioned. I mean, it's almost corny to think about the things they do here. But you get to Frankenmuth, and all you feel is this warm, fuzzy family feeling. And it extends beyond anything you can really experience, in my opinion anyways, anywhere else in the state of Michigan. And we've got a great state. But this embodies the family atmosphere here in Frankenmuth. And even those who leave and go on to do great things and invest in businesses many times find themselves coming back. And our next guest is a perfect example of that. What a great story. He's the chairman of the Saginaw County CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, but he's also a businessman and proud native of this area, Lyle Davis. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Frank. Thank you for coming to Frankenmuth.
Well, thank you for having us, and of course, it goes without saying thank you for extending the hospitality, because that's a natural for everybody here. It starts with that.
It is.
Yeah, nobody treats you badly in Frankenmuth. You got to really try hard to find somebody to treat you badly in Frankenmuth.
That's exactly right. We're in the hospitality business, and we do it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So
your background is so fascinating to me, because you grew up in Bridgeport, right?
I did. I was born and raised in Bridgeport.
Went to Central Michigan.
Graduated from Central Michigan University.
And then went to work for the Marriott Corporation.
I did.
And moved around to different cities out of state.
Yeah, I spent 13 years with Marriott, and was in Des Moines, Iowa, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Dallas, and then back 5 years at the end of my career at Marriott Corporate Headquarters in Washington, D.C.
And then you said, you know, I've learned enough about this business. I'm going to open up some of my own Marriotts. I'm going to build some.
That's exactly right. I guess I knew at a young age. We've got a lot of entrepreneurs in our family, and I knew at a young age that I wanted to own my own business. I just didn't know exactly what it was. And then once I went to work for Marriott and was in the hotel business for 13 years, it was only a natural, if I was going to do something similar to that, to come back home and start our company.
See, I didn't know that Marriott's, for lack of a better phrase, were franchised like that.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody really does. Everybody thinks they're all corporate-owned properties, but very few of them in the United States of America anymore are corporate-owned.
So some of your properties are right here. You got two hotels right here in Frankenmuth, right?
We do. We've got a Frankenmuth Fairfield Inn and Suites, and then a Frankenmuth Spring Hill Suites right here on Main Street.
So why is Frankenmuth different?
Well, a lot of people ask that question all the time, Frank, and it's interesting because my answer simply is this. Everybody in Frankenmuth pulls together. We all work together. We may not always agree, but at the end of that meeting, when we walk out of there, we're all on the same page. We're all moving forward. And we're going to do what's right for the community and right for business.
What in the world do you disagree about?
Well, I don't know.
Whether to put salt on the buttered noodles? Or
I guess whether you heat the sidewalks or not, I don't know. Some of us have heated them, some of them haven't. So. But it's a great community. It's a great quality of life up here. The Great Lakes Bay region is a phenomenal area to work, live, play. We've got great school districts for our kids, and you know, it's just a great quality of life here.
Do you feel like it's different here?
Oh, I know it's different here. I mean, I've lived all over the country, and I can tell you nothing goes on in other communities in this country like it does in Frankenmuth.
And so what can they learn from you, do you think?
Well, I guess if you think about the spirit of cooperation, if you think about working together, if you think about not being in it for yourself but in it for the community, you'll find out that you can accomplish a lot of great things.
But you can accomplish a benefit for the community by also looking out for yourself. I mean, you have to have success for yourself too, right?
Yeah, you do. But I think that, excuse me, kind of goes back to, you know, do you have a viable business plan to begin with? And does it make sense? And is there demand for your product out there? And obviously in our industry, the hospitality industry, Frankenmuth is almost synonymous with that. So, it's worked out really well. It's a great community. Our kids grew up here. We're educated here, have gone on to do great things, and many other Frankenmuth kids have done the same, and it's always nice to see them come back.
were you ever tempted to leave again, to go back to one of those other cities where you live?
No, never.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because I've lived in the big cities, and, you know, I understand the quality of life. I understand the cost of livings, the traffic, the headaches, the, you know, things that go along, inconveniences with some of that stuff. And our quality of life up here in the Great Lakes Bay region, and specifically Frankenmuth, is very, very good. So
does that that feeling of hospitality, that attitude of providing hospitality, extend beyond Frankenmuth?
Oh, I think it does. You know, about 6 or 7 years ago, you know, this area went to more of a regional approach to things. And, you know, you've seen mixed results in a lot of areas with regionalization, but it was good for this area because I think Saginaw, Bay City, Midland all understood that we couldn't do it on our own as individual communities. And once we all started to pull together, you're starting to see some of the same benefits that Frankenmuth has had for a long time extend out into our region.
And but, wow, what does that mean, pull together? And specifically, what does it mean?
Well, I think it means that there's a lot of private investment. There's a lot of public investment. We're working together for the better part of this region. And at the end of the day, all our success depends on the success of the region. And so it's important that we've got things that are people want to do. We've got good corporate hotels. We've got good places for meetings. We've got great golf courses. We've got great shopping. All of those things kind of play into reasons to make regions successful, and we're all working on that together.
Nice water park. That's my only regret.
Great water
I didn't
park.
Have a chance to go down the water slide.
Yeah, it's a great water park. Yeah. Yeah, we're very fortunate here.
But I did get buttered noodles, so that's a good thing.
That's not bad.
What's the last thing that anybody – that was a major issue of disagreement here?
I don't know if there was a – I guess the last major disagreement was 3 lanes versus 4 lanes, you know, down Main Street. You know, I don't know. We don't disagree on a lot of things. We all have kind of gotten to this mindset now. We all work together, kind of period. And at the end of the day, we do what's best for the community and we do what's best for everybody. And, you know, it may not always be in every one of our own individual best interests, but if it's in the best interest of the community – we're all on board.
Is there ever a danger that Frankenmuth could lose that by too much progress? You know what I mean? I just wonder whether you can never stay stagnant. You always have
right.
to move ahead. Could you leave behind that feeling of family and community and all of that by going too fast or too far?
You know, I don't think so. You know, the Zender families and the Bronner families, you know, when Tiny and Eddie and Wally all started this, and the younger guys came into the loop, like me, we all kind of learned from them, and we all learned to understand what made Frankenmuth special. And there's a great legacy now of second and third generations in the Zender and Bronner families. So I don't know that that's going to change a lot. I think we're all still on the same page, and we're all moving forward to make Frankenmuth better for everybody.
Now, they'll look back down the into the past, and they'll mention the first generation that you just did, and who knows, they'll talk about the Lyle and John and Kyle and the, you know, Chris years later on, you know.
Yeah, and
Al,
I've got a son.
Can't forget Al.
No,
know?
That's right. Well, and I've got a son coming up in our business, so it's going to be here for a long time, and you know, it's a great, great area to be in.
And we're happy to be here and broadcasting from it live.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you here, Frank. You and your WJR team are great. We enjoy having you here. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you. And I'm going to look for those buttered noodles to go. Thank you, Lyle Davis, the chair of the Saginaw County Convention and Visitors Bureau at 11:15. Right now, traffic. Let's check in with Mark Mitchell.